Well, Christine, how are things in Silver City?
Crazy busy, as always, Edmundo.
Okay, we're going to get to one of the crazy stories that you are working on, which, from what I understand, took 6 hours. But first, let us get to a story that we've been following up here on KRWG, and that is the District Attorney, Francesca Estevez, a surprise plea.
That is correct, Edmundo. One day before she was set to go to trial in Las Cruces District Court, on charges of reckless or careless driving, ethics violations, and 2 counts of harassment, she instead pleaded guilty to reckless driving, which was the higher of the 2 driving charges, and 2 counts of disorderly conduct, which were a slightly lesser charge than the harassment charge, but they're all still misdemeanors. So that was her plea. She pleaded to those, and she was given a conditional discharge by Judge Striggers in the 3rd Judicial District Court. The Attorney General's office asked for 455 days in jail.
455 days in jail? In jail.
That's correct. That would, yes, in jail. That would be the maximum sentence for those charges. Each of the reckless driving charge carries a 90-day maximum sentence, and each of the disorderly conduct charges carries a 6-month maximum sentence. So the Attorney General's office asked for that sentence, and of course the judge declined to send her to jail and instead gave her a conditional discharge with 1 year of unsupervised probation. They are also demanding, the AG's office is demanding that she resign, and said in a letter that they will take whatever legal action necessary to pursue taking her out of office.
Any idea as to what caused her to decide to plead guilty on the eve of the trial?
Her defense attorney, Jim Foy, said, looking at the charges and the cost of a 10-day trial and all of the experts that would have to be called, it's a very expensive case, and you know, the outcome, you know, may not have been any different had she gone forward for the trial. So that he believes it was in her best interest to plead guilty to those lesser charges. And in his opinion, he said he sees it as a win because she was not convicted and she didn't plead guilty to any governmental misconduct charges.
Remind us again, for those that just tuned in on our first hearing about this case, what led to this guilty plea?
Well, this has been going on for 2 years, and interestingly enough, the day that she did plead guilty was the 2-year anniversary of the incident, which was in June 11th, 2016. Francesca Estevez was driving from her home in Cliff, or in Gila, down to Silver City. A citizen was driving behind her, did not know who this person was, but was filming the vehicle, which she said was all over the road. The police later came across her, stopped on her own in Silver City with a flat tire. That traffic stop was what led to the rest of the investigation. On the traffic stop, she was not given a sobriety test, and she was not given a breathalyzer. Basically, the police changed her tire and let her go. Senator Howie Morales called for an investigation by the Attorney General's office. Those charges were downgraded several times. They still all started out as misdemeanor charges, but through the number of hearings that she went in Las Cruces District Court, her attorney, Jim Foy, got several of the charges, the governmental misconduct charges, dismissed. And what was left was harassment, 2 counts of harassment against the police for her interactions repeatedly, not just on the scene, but after calling them and inquiring about things and basically just talking to them in a way that the Attorney General's office felt she was using her position to hinder an investigation into her.
Okay, let's move on to another story. That is the story of the hospital. We have about a minute left. They can read all about it in the Daily Press and Independent. What's the latest?
That's correct. The latest is the Grant County Commission met today for 6 hours and declined to deliver a vote on the fate of the hospital. So they will continue to discuss that and bring it up for a vote at another meeting.
6 hours.
At least 3 of those hours were directly hospital content. The current administration gave a report on their finances. They're in the black again. There was an hour of public input from community members, hospital retirees, and then they appointed 2 new board trustees, then an hour and a half executive session, and they came out and did not vote.
Okay, Christine. read all about it in the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. What is the website again?
scdailypress.com.
Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.